Good morning. It's the 10th of September. Our New Testament reading today is Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read to you about Anna from the book Women of the Bible. And this particular article was written by Sister Ruby Whiteside. I read. Three short verses tell us all we know of this prophetess. There is nothing recorded of her before this, and there is no comment on her later, in the Gospels or the Epistles. And yet a consideration of her life and times is full of interest and profit to those who in these latter days are still looking for redemption in Jerusalem. When Anna appeared in the revelation of God's purpose, she was an old lady, at least 84 years old, depending how the text is read, now widowed, after enjoying a marriage of 7 years. She was apparently married at an early age. She was a prophetess, and by this we can conclude that she was educated in the law, the Psalms, and the prophets of Israel. She had time in her life, and she used that time profitably, acquiring knowledge and imparting it to those around her. We are mostly concerned with the years of her widowhood, and they were stirring years in Israel's history. She attended the temple daily, praying and fasting. Jesus reminded those about him that God had written through the prophet Isaiah, "My house is a house of prayer," and Anna so used the temple. How great would be her grief to see the Jews making it a den of thieves. Her meditations continued well into the night on occasion. We are reminded of Psalm 134, verses 1 and 2. "Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord." And again, Psalm 119, verse 62. "At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments." The priests on duty in the temple would be very familiar with the figure of this old lady, so constant in her worship. Her regular custom became second nature to her. For her personally, life flowed gently as a river as she watched the services and the ceremonies of the law being enacted by the priests, the comings and goings of the singers, the changing of the doorkeeping duties, and all those things that had been arranged by David and Solomon for the worship of God. Hers was not a soulless devotion, but a continuous spiritual exaltation. She was full of hope, and her own hope in life became part of the greater hope of her people. And hope deferred did not make her heart sick, for in spite of the trials of the age in which she lived, she still hoped for the redemption of Jerusalem. Being a prophetess, her eyes were opened to the words of the Lord through the prophets, and we feel sure that she was one of those who knew that the time was at hand for the long period of God's silence to be broken. Though she was so old, she had read and believed that even youths shall faint and be weary, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Anna put this promise to the test, and she was rewarded. We read that it was revealed unto Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God. He was now quite ready for his departure, and prayed with heartfelt thanksgiving and deep emotion to his God. And at that very instant, Anna came in, and there was no hesitation in their minds that Mary's son was the promised Messiah. Thank you for listening.